Toast and Jam back for another broadcast from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record building in beautiful downtown Valley City. I'm Toast, or Tim Oast, and my broadcast partner is Jam. That's Paul McDonald.
I have to shut off my phone. You know, this is about the time of day I get all my calls.
Who do you get calls from?
You don't want to know.
Okay. Bill collectors.
Probation officer.
Okay.
Bill collectors.
All right. Hey, we have another exciting program lined up today. Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And now Toast and Jam is worldwide, I understand.
We are.
Yeah, you told me about this. Yeah. You told me about this. Explain.
Well, I have neighbors in my apartment that are from South Africa, and they've listened to Toast and Jam.
Okay.
I was around the laundry room, and the mother said, "I saw you on Facebook. You're Toast and Jam." And I now my husband listens too.
I knew we were big, but I didn't think we were that big.
We are international stars, man.
So the shout out goes to the. Our friends from South Africa.
Our friends from South Africa.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Well, let's get things rolling here with last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. We tied into the Wiffle Ball World Series last week held in Valley City. That was last weekend, and boy, what a
good day.
It was a great weekend for that. A lot of people. You were out there Saturday morning. I was out there Saturday morning. I didn't leave till like after, I think it was around noon.
Noon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had too much fun.
I had some
fun.
Ball game to go to, so I had to leave.
Yeah, there was something else going on over in Fargo. I don't know what the heck was going on. But
we're on my tea time. Anyway.
Last week's trivia question, who was the first major retailer to sell wiffle balls? Who was the first major retailer to sell wiffle balls? Chase Carpenter is our guest this week. You know, we always give our guests a chance to answer the trivia question.
He's a young buck.
But he is a young guy. His parents would know what we're talking about here.
I think Mom would.
Mom would know what you're talking about. And I know your dad was a ball player too, so he would have known what we're talking about. First major retailer to sell wiffle balls, and you hear the name, you'll know what it... You've probably heard it before.
Did you say we had one here in Valley City at one time?
I think we did.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not Ben Franklin. Now, Ben Franklin was a five and dime. These were five and dime stores.
Okay.
You could just about get anything in these stores. That's where I bought all my, five and dime is where I bought all my baseball cards and kept the dentist very busy.
There you go.
But anyway, first major retailer to sell wiffle balls. Any idea, Chase? Any?
No.
Not a clue. Not a clue.
None.
Woolworths is the answer. So, and we didn't expect you to get that.
No.
That's last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance with Chris Quilvang. We'll have another trivia question coming up later, and that'll be a baseball one. So,
ooh, good.
Yeah.
Back since into the correct sport.
Since we're tying into baseball, and we did talk wiffle ball, but. Make sure you get the complete story and pictures in, is it tomorrow, Wednesday's?
Tomorrow's paper.
Wednesday's paper.
Yep. Yeah,
Wednesday's Times Record. Yep. So, and we have a lot of pictures, a lot of story.
Mm-hmm. You used to play in that World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think I'm a two- or three-time champion.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, Lottie friggin' up. Oh,
okay. Well, Chase Carpenter, Valley City Legion baseball coach, our guest this week. We're going to get to Chase here, but first, a word from our friends at the North Dakota Army National Guard.
Mm-hmm. Anthony, the new recruiter.
How about that flag at the wiffle ball?
Yep, he was the one that got the flag at the World Series that the dance team unfurled for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, but I didn't get a chance to meet him. He was kind of lingering around there somewhere.
Okay. Well, I don't know what he looks like, so I didn't have a chance.
But he will be on the show here in coming weeks.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're still thinking about something, you know, maybe college isn't really your fit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you maybe want to go after a career. Guards can help you.
Yeah.
And they'll even help you at the school, too.
Get
you
right
can always go to school later.
Yep, absolutely. They'll pay for it. No debts. Did you hear that? That's one of the biggest things right now that are the 20 somethings is college debt.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, get out there and get her done. All you have to do is give that magic number a call.
490-0122. That's 701-490-0122. At least I hope that's the number. They haven't told me differently.
Oh, Paul.
It could be my bookie, too. I'm not sure.
Well, let's get Chase in here. Chase Carpenter, Valley City American Legion baseball coach, the Royals. And what a weekend for the Valley City Royals last weekend in Fargo. You know, you're headed to the state tournament. You really got to be tickled about that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. And I talked about it with our players, especially that last day coming into it. You know, if I would have told them at the beginning of the year if we would have our best pitcher and best reliever to get into the state tournament, that every single one of them would have signed up for it. And they agreed. And, I mean, we set ourselves up with a perfect opportunity going into Saturday to be able to get that opportunity to go into the state tournament. And after the night before that we had a tough game to go through, I mean, the resilience and adversity that they had to go through and then be able to do that the next day is something that I think most people don't see, but people that have been through it,
it was
definitely something special for them to be able to get there.
Yeah, a lot of ups and downs during the season for the team. And did you think they had it in them to get to state? Did you think they could really do it?
Oh, yeah. And I think most of those guys knew it, too. I don't think there's a team that we have. I think Kidder just gave us a run for our money anytime we face them. But, I mean, it showed in the region tournament that we can play with them as well. So we played Wahpeton close. We played Devil's Lake close throughout the year. So any team that we kind of played, either we split or the games were close. So we knew going into a tournament setting where we can kind of dictate our pitching and dictate things a little bit more that we'd have a chance to win every game.
Pitching still wins games.
Yeah. And defense, yeah.
Yeah. Good defense, too. He had good defense through most of the tournament.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, the big one, you beat West Fargo, first of all, 5-1. But, boy, that second game, Devil's Lake, that had to be huge. 3-2, defensive battle, good pitching. Good pitching always beats good hitting, right?
Yep. Well, normally we would hope, you know, at the Legion level, a lot of times, yes, it does. But I even talked about it with Carver Peterson. He threw for us and very well for us that day against Devil's Lake. His two outings before that were not great. I think he gave up, I bet, close to 10 hits each game, double-digit runs, leaving everything up in the zone. So for him to be able to turn that around and to come into the regional tournament, completely wash those two starts out and come and throw like that was definitely something that I think all of us were – I think we knew he had it in him, and that's why I threw him out there. I mean, throughout the season, he was probably our 1B starter right behind Ethan. So we knew he had it in him, but for him to go out and do it for about 80 pitches in 7 innings was impressive.
You know, you can't just name one or two. It was a total team effort this past weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, our whole staff in general. Yeah, James Schwer threw a great game against Kindred, only giving up one earned. Ended up 3 runs, but 1 earned. Obviously, Ethan Miller throwing 2 games total throughout that tournament, keeping him underneath against West Fargo to be able to come around and face Castleton in that state qualifier was big. And then, of course, he had a shutout there. So I think going through the stats, the games that actually mattered, you know, to be able to get to the state tournament, we had 3 earned runs and 27 innings. So when you put that all together, it is, pretty astounding what they're able to do.
If you had to sum up this team in one word, how would you sum them up?
Resilient. I think it showed after that last one. I think, and I told them too, after losing that 3-2 to Kindred, and I think Kindred kind of know too, obviously they won it, but we had probably 3 opportunities where we had a chance to at least tie it. Now, that doesn't say we're going to win the game, but at least be able to get the opportunity to be able to go to extras or at least get to the point where they're on their heels a little bit more. We had two base running errors, and then we had a two-run error to be able to give them their second and third run in the second or third inning. So that was our game to go win, and we didn't. Knowing that we had a chance to get to the state with that game, you can see it in their faces, coaches' faces. That was very tough. Ultimately, on the bus ride home, I know we talked a little bit too, Paul, just trying to figure out ways. I mean, it hurt, but trying to figure out ways to not let that team down again going into the next day. Mm-hmm. Doing our best to try and get them ready to go for that next one, trying to wash it out. I mean, I know they probably thought about that game the rest of the night. But, you know, as soon as that next day come, you can kind of see it. I took them out to breakfast. You can kind of see that they're ready to go for that next one. But you still had doubts because as soon as something bad happens in some of those games, they kind of revert back to the night before and mm-hmm. what could have been. But, no, throughout that whole next day against Castleton, I don't think they showed a light of looking at the day before. So the resilience to be able to get past that adversity the day before mm-hmm. and then to do what they did against Castleton was definitely something that I'm proud of as a coach, as that team. Having only 10 guys, 11 guys throughout the year, and they don't really ever care. Mm-hmm. They just go out and play every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not much more I can ask for out of that group.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you had something maybe some of the other teams didn't have, that special good luck piece in the dugout.
Yep. That Mr. Paul McDonald. Yeah.
You needed a coach before the tournament. He stepped up.
Yep. No, and I appreciate it, too, and we talked about it kind of throughout the year, too, where he wished that he was on, you know, as one of our coaches. And, you know, me and Matt Fetch kind of talked about it before the tournament that we're going to try and figure out a way to, you know, get him to be that coach for our tournament, knowing that, you know, it's easier to do during the regular season because, I mean, things kind of roll along. You're able to kind of do it by yourself. I was finding ways. I mean, it took me a while to kind of get used to being by myself, but obviously once you're by yourself for a month or so, you kind of can figure out ways to get by with it, but you're still not maximizing the ability of the kids. So when we were able to get him on the staff and then we won that first night against West Fargo, I told him to clear his schedule and you'll be with us the rest of the year. So.
It's hard. Guys, huh? Come get to first base. James Schwer, I think, was the first one. He says, you must be good luck. He says, we're playing really good with you over here. The Trevor Fetch did the same thing when they get to first base.
It's hard to beat a good luck charm. I'll tell you, it is. Mm-hmm. Karma can, I tell you, there's something about karma in sports.
Yeah.
it's really weird.
I didn't wash anything for 4 days.
Oh, I know.
And they were keeping their distance in the dugout.
Put the socks on the same way and all of that.
I got to wash them now and make them clean for the state tournament.
Yeah, you better.
I will.
Well, you got to clean the slate, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Royals are fourth seed in the state tournament. They'll take on the Bismarck Reps. Know anything at all about those guys?
Nothing particular as far as this year, just the program itself. They remind me a lot of the post two teams, Fargo teams in general, but some of those younger post two teams that they put out there. They're going to defend well. I'm guessing they're going to have an ace out there that it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a 3-1, 3-2 type of game where, I mean, I don't have a problem with our team. They're not going to just show up, so I'm not going to have a problem there, but they understand what's at stake and we won't have Gavin Gerhardt there. He'll be at football practice, so that'll be tough. But I have full trust in James Schwer to be able to be put at third base. Our offense might lack a little bit. But Ethan Miller on the mound, hopefully he holds that down. We're not going to have score many runs, so we'll try and manufacture what we can. So it's going to be a close game. They defend well. They're going to pitch well. They're going to put the ball in play, make you play. It's a typical young team that's going to go out there and give you everything they have. So it'll be a battle, but it's definitely a battle that we're looking forward to.
And I know you didn't bring your sheet in, but can we talk about some of the other players?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Ethan will probably get the nod, though, right? First game?
Yeah. Okay. That's the plan, and we're going to do our best to, you know, keep him underneath the number, try and
manage,
get him to come back.
And people might not recognize that baseball, Legion baseball, is a numbers game, and you know that, and we all know that. You get so many pitches, and you try to keep it there, and you know
so many pitches, so many appearances.
So many appearances, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's basically after 30 pitches, it's one rest day every 15 pitches. So it gets definitely, it's a management aspect of thing, which I like as a coach. I mean, where you can kind of sit and kind of do, it's a lot more stressful, but it's so, definitely something for you to kind of look at.
Can we give a little name mention out there for some of the players that maybe we haven't talked about yet? You know?
Absolutely, yeah. Paul, even if you want to chime in on
some
of those guys.
Defensively, you look at, well, first off, I was looking at the roster here. There's, I want to say, 8 or 9 guys that were on that Babe Ruth team last year that took a state tournament run. So they've been in those big games.
They've
before.
Been to a tournament, you know, state
Corbin
tournament.
Corbin Powell's and Jack Samuelson were mainstays for the Kings last year, and they really led the charge in the middle part of the lineup offensively. Corbin Powell, very good defensive catcher. He's thrown out about 28% of the runners trying to steal bases on him. I think teams know you don't run on Corbin Powell, no matter if he's standing or crouching.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's got to be key for you as a pitcher, to have a catcher you can go out there and trust that, you know, if there's a guy on base, that guy is going to have to be on his toes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's being a pitcher myself, I mean, it's definitely, you don't have to worry about the run game as much. Mm-hmm. So you can focus on throwing strikes, and he's usually pretty good at blocking things too. So I don't have to worry about being key with my pitches too. I can kind of throw down on the zone and try and get that strike three and have that catcher block it. I don't have to worry about much with him behind the plate. So it's definitely something nice to have.
Okay.
And defensively, you know, Carver is, he'll go to short when Ethan pitches. Then you bring in Trevor Fetch at second base. Carver's very good at short and at second. Outfield, you know, Isaac Norby doesn't get the ABs, but he showed, you know, he was a state sprinter and was on a relay team that went to state this year. He showed some of that speed out in the outfield, running down a gapper here in one of the games this weekend.
Yeah, that's my biggest one that I really want to mention, Isaac Norby. He doesn't get a lot of credit, knowing that he doesn't obviously bring in runs or he's not out there much to swing that bat, but I would – he's got to be close to our best defender.
Well, and he's
out in right field.
Yeah, and he's not giving up runs in the field.
No.
That's a big plus.
Yeah. Yeah. He takes away balls in the gaps that normally might be doubles and or triples because he's getting there a little bit quicker than other people. So, yeah, our outfield was kind of our downfall for a little bit just because they haven't played there that much. A lot of infielders kind of playing outfield. James Schwer, normally infielder. Trevor, normally infielder. Jack, same thing. So a lot of guys have stepped up, and Jack has honed down center field, now left field, and now right field. Like Isaac Norby is definitely honed down right field. Now it's just kind of depending on who's pitching, who's out left field. So, but either way, they've been pretty solid out there.
Okay. Well, for some players, it is their first state tournament. For you, it is not. You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, state tournaments are not new to you.
No, I was thinking about that, where, you know, this being a player, we didn't state tournaments was very far between getting there as far as baseball goes. So, and when I was a coach too, it was kind of the same thing. We didn't go to a lot of state tournaments. I think 2016 was kind of our first time in a while to go there. And the excitement around this place was unreal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To be able to do what we did, I mean, it was nuts. But then, yeah, ever since, you know, I think 2020, it's kind of been, I mean, yes, we didn't make it there technically because of what we did in the region tournament, but if we had to be able to qualify for a state, I think that team goes out and qualifies, and obviously you saw the run we had in state that year, and then I think it was a year or two after that.
Well, I looked it up. It was 2016. 2021 was the year that went to the Nationals as well after a second or third place finish. At the state tournament that was out in Dickinson, I think, is where the or Jamestown, but where the state tournament was, and so that was the last time. Was in 2020 we hosted the state senior Babe Ruth, because American Legion Baseball was shut down.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah,
But we did host the senior Babe Ruth. So this will be the third time in about a 9-year span. And you earn it. You earn getting to that state tournament. You don't back your way in. You had to earn your way in.
Yeah, I don't think I'm trying to think the top seed that we ever had going into regionals. I mean, definitely almost the same situation. I don't think we've been 9 seed, but it's definitely been 6 or 7 to where you're having to fight to be able to at least make that top 4. And yeah, I mean, as far as me being head coach, I think 3 out of the 5 years, and that's something that I'm hoping is a little bit becoming the norm. You can kind of see it in the guys' faces too, that it wasn't the same excitement as it was years ago, which, yeah, it sucks, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
There's a little bit more normalcy getting to a state tournament, and hopefully that calms them down going there, and we're just able to play baseball.
Okay, very good. Anything else for us? Paul, you have anything for Chase?
Well, not that we can say on the air.
But okay.
But getting the guys there, you know, we're going to here Wednesday night is when the club leaves, and there's going to be a little bit of a send-off. We're going to meet at the ballpark, and then there'll be a little bit of send-off if folks around 3:30-ish
okay.
Want to watch as we head west.
And Mandana, beautiful ballpark.
Yep. Yes. All turf.
I love that ballpark. Mm. Good stuff out there, too. Yeah.
Gonna be fun.
All the best, you know?
Yes, I mean, thank you much.
We're going to keep our eye on it, and we'll
read all about it. Check our websites. You know, yeah. After each game, I'll have stories on our website after each game on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
Yep.
And then a recap on
long
Tuesday.
Trip. Yeah.
Yeah, make it a nice.
Boss, I'm going to be gone for a while. Just
make it a mini vacation, you know?
Yeah.
There you go. Have fun, but get the work done. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Hey, we want to thank Chase for stopping by and all the best to the Royals at the state tournament, okay?
You bet. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Chase Carpenter, Valley City Royals, Legion baseball coach. We've got more Toast and Jam coming up after a tasty break from Jimmy's Pizza. Chase, do you have a favorite at Jimmy's Pizza? You don't? No? They're all good?
I guess so. He's a health food nut. He doesn't eat pizza.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. I'll take that one. But a lot of choices in the specialty pizzas. And the one that always sticks out is that German pizza one. With the it's tangy kraut.
Tangy
kraut. Not trout.
Not trout, kraut.
Tangy kraut and sausage. German pizza. You're German. You got that German heritage. There's one for you. Tangy kraut and sausage. I have to load that up on the bus.
No. Me and kraut, uh-uh.
Well, I guess
no
not.
Way.
No.
You don't want me, kraut, and a bus together.
That's true. And those.
That's bad news, right?
I don't think you have a bathroom in the bus either,
well,
do you?
Well, they don't, no.
No. Okay.
I'll be walking to Mandan if that happens.
Yeah, no kidding. All kinds of goodies, though, too. They have the appetizers, salads, desserts, wings, pasta dinners, grinders, you name it. They've got it. They. Hours are 4 p.m. daily, open at 4 p.m. daily. They can also go online at jimmyspizza.com. And they also deliver, or, you know, you just eat in. They've got the beverages, too, and even beer, if you like beer. Hmm. Okay, what's the phone number for?
845-1234.
Okay, awesome. More sports from Paul. Mm-hmm. Now you've got the seat. Sports from Paul, youth baseball, let's start there first.
Well, it's youth baseball. The Dukes started their Red River Valley Baseball League tournament last night, won their first game 7-3.
And we're talking, this is Tuesday.
This is 13-year-old, yep. And on Monday night, they defeated a team out of West Fargo, beat them 7-3. Fargo, I'm not going to get on my soapbox here. However, the game had to be called because they just didn't want to turn the lights on. They just didn't want to.
Well,
and the lights normally at Anderson Field go on at a certain time, and they didn't go on.
I understand the rates are so high, maybe they didn't want to turn them on.
Yeah, but I would rather pay the $2.
I think it's higher than that. Okay, the rates are going up in Fargo all the time on electricity.
Maybe a six-figure lawsuit that some kid got hit in the head by a ball that he couldn't see in the dark.
Very true.
But 7-3, they win. Now they've got the Castleton Titans, a good 13U team who they split with during the regular season. Got beat by them here, but then went to Castleton and beat them. And they will be playing on Wednesday evening at 7:30 at Anderson Field in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
The 12U, they start, and 10U, Cal Ripkins, they start their tournaments this weekend. 12U is up in Grand Forks, pool play. 10U, they're in Fargo, pool play. And so that will be going on this weekend. And then, of course, the Legion is going out west.
Tournaments all over the country.
Yeah.
Man. A lot of travel nowadays, huh? I don't think...
Good experience for the kids.
Well, it is. Games. Yeah, it is. You know, I think the furthest I had to travel was 40 miles. That wasn't...
And that was by, you know, covered wagon.
Well, that was covered wagon, and we didn't use gloves.
No. Hands of steel.
Yeah. Doink! Oh, great. Tennis also.
Tennis, junior tennis.
Big
team.
Story yesterday. Pardon? Or today. Big story in today's paper.
In today's paper. Yeah. With
the tennis over the weekend,
yeah,
wasn't
with
it?
The junior tennis team.
Yeah.
They had their big tournament, their sectionals that went on up in or out in St. Paul. And of course, 14U and 18U teams did pretty well. The 14U got to the semis and lost. And it's a different scoring system when they mm-hmm. get to team tennis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Breck Sepakul and Abby Martinick got a chance to team up as doubles one last time, at least competitively. They might do it as friends from
nice.
Now and again.
Okay.
But, you know, it is getting down there. Things are, the winter sport, yeah. these summer sports season's down there. We start fall sports in about 3 weeks.
Shh.
I know.
Snow will be flying soon. Oh, boy.
Oh,
can't wait.
I didn't have to, I didn't go that far. You didn't have to. I said fall
I'm
sports.
Just, you know, just saying. Okay. Well, on this day in sports, we're going to check that out. 1908, on this day, 1908, around the world, automobile race ends in Paris. I still don't know how they got across the ocean.
How did they get to Paris?
Wasn't there a movie on that? Around the world in 80
days?
Yeah, something like that.
Phineas Fogg? Was that the name of the character?
On this day, 1959, in his Major League Baseball debut, San Francisco Giants future Baseball Hall of Fame first baseman Willie McCovey goes 4-for-4 in a 7-2 win over the Phillies. Not bad for a rookie.
Of course, now it's called McCovey Cove.
McCovey Cove.
The ball into the ocean.
The two Willies.
The two Willies.
Willie McCovey and Willie Mays. Yeah. 1960, first AFL preseason game. Boston Patriots beat the Bills in Buffalo 28-7. It's a long time ago already.
Mm-hmm.
1976, Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, sets world record 8,618 points to win the decathlon gold in the Montreal Olympics, 1976. In 1996, Tommy Lasorda hangs it up, retires as L.A. Dodger manager on this day.
And they only had two managers in about a span of about 50 years, and Walter Alston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a few championships along the way.
Couple.
Birthdays today, Casey Stengel, another manager.
Yep.
Born on this day in 1890, died in 1975. Hall of Fame outfielder, I didn't know that, but he was.
Yeah.
And, of course, all those managing. 7-time World Series with the New York Yankees.
And he was the first manager of the Mets in 1962.
The first, yes. Yep. Born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
1957, Bill Cartwright. Basketball center, 3-time NBA All-Star. 1980, Justin Rose, English golfer on the U.S. Open in 2013. Born in South Africa.
There you go.
Yeah. South Africa friends, there you have it. And on this day, 1981, Hope Solo is 43 today, American soccer player, U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper. And born in Richland, Washington. Trivia question is next. Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, the one we've been waiting for. Chris Quilvang, agent, and this is baseball now, because we got a baseball guest.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be baseball. Do you want to
tell us about Chris?
About Chris Quilvang?
Put all those eggs in one basket, and you insure them with Nodak Insurance Company. You protect your home, vehicles, business, everything you care about, your glove, bats, balls.
The bases?
The bases? You want to insure your bases? Give him a call. He is the agent with answers. Chris Quilvang at Nodak Insurance, 845-2912.
You know, you protect your home. Mm-hmm. Home.
Home.
Home as in baseball?
Yeah,
home
I get
plate?
It.
Okay. All right. Oh, we all know Abbott and Costello.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Yep.
Who's on first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know... is playing which position?
I do know.
You do know. Okay.
I have a shirt that has that entire routine on it.
Abbott and Costello's Who's on First? And I don't know is playing what position? We'll let you think about that, and then we'll get that answer to you next week. That's our trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Words of wisdom today? How about this one? Hit one out of the park today. How does that sound?
I like it.
Whatever you're doing today, hit one out of the park.
I like it.
Pretty positive, I think.
Yeah.
How many home runs, Chase, in your Legion career?
Not very many.
I remember one from about 2 years ago, though, in the alumni game.
Yeah.
Against our executive producer's kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's that? No, I'm not going to say
it. We just gave it away.
No, I was actually reading through Facebook. I think my mom posted when I was actually in the state tournament. 2014, hit a home run in the state tournament to tie it up against number one Beulah.
Ooh.
Out west, and then we ended up beating them.
Nicely done.
Yeah. How many but yeah, no, Paul, not very many. Okay. Wahpeton.
Oh, in Wahpeton.
Paul, how many in your career?
How many state tournaments?
I mean, not state tournaments, home runs.
Oh, 715.
Just right off the record.
We call him Babe Jr.
I did hit one in slow pitch softball, and I hit about 715 playing wiffle ball in the backyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
One in Legion, none in Babe Ruth. Did play in a state Babe Ruth tournament. That's when it was 13-15. I think they still do that.
Still
That was all you played, 13-15. And we lost to Williston in the because everybody played the same level. There was no A, no B, no nothing. And we lost to Williston. They had a guy, this would have been 1970, a little before your time, Chase. Maybe Paul too.
No, I was. Oh. Yeah.
Williston. What was his? Anyway, he was the first Babe Ruth player to hit a home run in Jack Williams Stadium. This was 1970 for a guy for Williston. But we grabbed a few Lemoore pitchers. One was Scott Berry. I think you know that name.
Yep.
And we rode their backs and got to the championship, but we lost on a squeeze play.
If you can't beat them, you join them or have them join you.
Well, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, very much so. But, yeah. Anyway, good luck again this weekend. Have a great time, both of you.
I know, yes, thank you.
You know, you got the good luck charm. Just keep rubbing it. Should be a lot of fun for you guys, and it's a great experience, too. I don't think they get old, do they?
No, not at all.
All right. That's Toast and Jam for this week from the 1047 studios. You wondering why we came up with 1047? Everybody else does. Do you know what 1047 stands for?
No, I do. No.
Would you look at the clock? It never moves.
I was just to say, it stays there.
This is where time stands still.
Yeah, that's right.
Build it, they will come. Oh, boy. Toast and Jam brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. A big thank you again to Chase Carpenter breaking away from work today, coming on in. We appreciate that.
You bet.
And our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Not Chris Kringle.
No.
I had to bring that up again.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. Hey, I do want to throw this in before we leave,
though.
You know, our hometown newspaper, Valley City Times Record, we've been doing that promotion, gas and groceries, for the summer, and we're winding down.
This is last week,
and
okay.
You know, that means summer's ending, but we've had a lot of fun with that. A lot of winners, either $100 in groceries or $100 in gas each week, and we've got some pretty exciting stuff coming up real soon, too.
We'll tickle that there later on.
We will. I can't wait. That could be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. This is Toast, Tim Ost. He's Paul and Jam. We're saying bye-bye for now. Have a great week. Smile.